Hello everybody, welcome to the, I actually don't know what episode this is, season 5, 4th episode, I don't know, I'm losing my goddamn mind in here, and I've definitely spent way too much time with my Legos today. Jesus Christ, I basically invented an entire movie trilogy. Well, Christmas really is all I can think about right now. It's my favorite. Same, honestly, though. Right now, it's on a mango bear. Don't listen to the podcast before this one. There is that one. Don't. Like, I urge you not to. It kind of gets cringe near the end of it. For multiple reasons. That. What the hell? Wait, why did I just. I'm fucking stupid. Point is, good day from morning to night. Whatever, the point is. I have no idea what to do. I'm kind of. That's what. May I suggest. How do I deal with bullies? Google. Tell a trusted adult. Bing. May I suggest the Benel M4? Yo, that's real. That's kind of real. Honestly. You know. Wait. Whoa! Speech 100. That makes no sense. I'm making fun of your lack of conversation skills. Okay. Wait 300. Ooh, dead body reported. You have a year to repair. Okay. Wait, what happened? Alright, well, you're looking at her. Say what? Do you think the Elite Spider have academy? I've been working Brother Blood for months. And Blood couldn't rewatch you because that's not on me, like, too much to do. Yeah, okay. Don't tell me the propaganda. The propaganda doesn't exist. I actually want to die looking at that. You guys are just staring to the mirror. And, like. And you're like, bro, who is that? It's like, bro, is that me? Like, that's, like, honestly, though. That guy, sort of, from Arizona. That's my fucking name. On TikTok. I had another TikTok account. I just actually don't remember what it was. I just. Like, I actually literally do not remember what it is. Change photo. Jesus Christ. I haven't used that one in years. Little hat thing. TikTok. Add bio to your profile. Let me just put, here's a bio. I mean, TikTok's just gonna be like memes that only I get. Where the rain is a roll, where the mole rats and the fog geckos play. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word. And my skin is not glowing all day. Home on the waste. Where the wild rats and the fire echo came. What am I to do? It has not been approved by the Vatican. Same. We walk at the Oompa Loompas, O'Brien. Ooh, is that for me? Fucking. You know what I hate? Greedy people. You know, like, what I hate? It's ungrateful kids. And especially people, just ungrateful people in general. You know? But wait, shelf, LSD. Don't be a bitch. Yo, honestly, though. Drug cartels currently making drugs. The Netflix documentary. I got scammed. Lamau. Eat a friend. Heck, eat them all. Yo, oof, bro. That's real. Damn right. I just think it's... You found, not a graphics cat. My ears are actually like probably going deaf, and it's my damn fault. No, it says it's active for the first damn time in like years. Let me just ask Mango Bear or whatever. I have no idea who this person is, other than, well, first of all, immediately, the first, like, four letters. Like, the first four, the first one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. The first eight letters of their bio immediately represents everything I hate about modern society. You know? The other two words, they're like, it's like, I mean, whatever. It's like, okay. Yeah. Today I was just kind of messing around with my Legos, you know? I'm gonna, like, put some music on and sing it. Or something. I'm too fucking lazy right now to think of anything. It's like 10. 02 p.m. This podcast is like a minute long already. Like, actually, no, 7 minutes. Parents, when you never get in trouble, always study and keep your room clean. Drops to 3.90. Honestly, what the hell? Okay. There's always someone around. Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I don't know what I was going to talk about. I guess I'll just do a review of, I guess my opinions on Guns of the South. Guns of the South is a book by Harry... No, not Harry Turtle, though. What the fuck was the name of the other guy? By, this guy. I don't remember. No, search up Guns of the South. It's a alternate history book where white supremacists from South Africa. Yeah, strange. So white supremacists in Africa. What the hell? But yeah, that's like a real organization. But they basically go back in time and give the Confederacy AK-47s, which not to lie with, not you know, not to actually. Why the hell do I care? I'm not even gonna lie with you. It's the most badass sounding thing ever. Like, I get that it's bad, but, I mean, I get that it's mean, but, like, in the book, even, like, the Confederate people, they're like, man, they're so, like, bad to all the slaves. It's like, yeah. You know, honestly, it's really just, I don't know. It's a good book. You should read it. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. And I just love the idea of people going back in time and just giving the Confederacy AK-47s. That's funny. It's cool. And I kind of like it. I think the idea of it is so dumb, but so, like, funny in a way I don't really understand. Like me, I don't exactly really have that much of a good sense of humor. You know, I'm just, because, you know, I mean, I can laugh at literally anything. I could probably just laugh at, like, literally air, and I find that funny. But, I mean, then again, I probably suffer some sort of, like, autism or ADHD or something. Because there's no fucking way I'm a normal human being. Because, goddamn. Like, I you know, my ears, I never really thought about it. But there's so many times in my life where people act different, like, around me. First in elementary school. Do you guys remember this, the one girl, Joanna? That one fat Chinese girl. Back in Ryan. I don't remember her name, but I remember that she was always, like, nice to me, but then I found out that she was, like, actually, like, the devil to, like, Noah and his friends and all that, and it's like, wow, that's kind of weird, you know. So I'm just kind of like, in quarantine, kind of like, made me like notice that it's like, yeah, so many times, like, yeah, like, a lot of people, like, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people act like probably think or thought I was like autistic or something. And honestly, I can't blame them. I can't blame them, honestly. I like, Jesus Christ, dude, when I look back on what I did back in elementary school, like, I'm literally surprised. I'm like, I honestly, I'd be surprised if they didn't think I was. I'm super cringe. I can like legitimately be like a virus, honestly. Yeah, I'm not a good person to chill with, honestly, and I think that's just a fact. You know, and I mean, I like to think that, like, honestly, I can't really be better because, you know, everyone already like knows me and they already hate me. So I'm gonna kind of wait for high school, and you know, because for some goddamn reason, I can just make friends like that. I can just walk up to somebody and hey man, you know, how's your hey man, what you eating? And then bam, you know, I got like an ally, whatever weird ass whatever group they're in, which, you know, kind of means that I could literally sit at any single fuck, I could sit at basically almost any single table at school during lunch. I mean, not all of them, some of them would just be boring as well because I'd just be there. But I mean, no, they wouldn't like tell me to leave because they like already know me, and I guess it's just me because I know almost everybody in some way, either good or bad, or just I know them. And honestly, I kind of want to do it on strategy in high school, where I will literally suspend myself, like, not from like school, but I'm going to like just stop. Like, I will, you know. Oh, what's it called? I will ascend the social hierarchy. That's gonna literally tear apart the high school, Centaurus, when I'm in there in like a year. And I know I'm probably being optimistic, but personally, I don't like pessimism. I think it's stupid and kind of dumb, and it's probably one of the reasons why humanity just kind of keeps on falling. Because I think when you're just blinded by like everything sucks, and then everything just kind of starts to suck. You know, it's people that say that the world, you know, it's when people that, you know, when people like say that the world doesn't work like that way, people like them are the reason it doesn't work that way. You know, I like to believe. And yeah, honestly, Dan, I kind of just wanna retry. I wanna find like a, like, you know, Nina. I kind of thought she was kind of cool, but then I kind of fucked up. And I wanna like retry, but because Nina already knows me, I wanna like retry, but with somebody else similar. You know, I wanna retry. You know, I wanna retry. You know, like a. We smell like a reload, you know, and I know I can't do that now, but I want to do that definitely in high school, just to meet people that are similar to the people that I actually pretty much, that I actually pretty find interesting, fascinating. Yeah, they'll probably feel fucked up, and now they don't talk, now they hate me, and that's kind of what I want to do. Then a couple other things, honestly, yeah, on the topic of, like, philosophy, I kind of like to think that at the end of all of it, like, we're more judged more on what we create rather than what we destroy. And and honestly, I'm way too, like, I'm way too, and honestly, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just here, I guess. Okay, man, being smart kind of comes with some drawbacks, because those two things do not mix from what I've fucking seen. Is there anything to go by? Because Jesus Christ, every single one of them is a fucking moron. Rocio, lol. Ah, ok, sí, pero aquí van a cerrar otra vez. Osvaldo, pues sí me gustan. I look at my sister's phone because she left it here. I'm in her room. Down here. No, South have the land of traitors. Look away, look away, look away. You know, music's good no matter what context it's from. You know, if music's good, it's just good music. And I don't think its context or history should matter. Like, if you enjoy a song like Dixieland, you know, which I don't really listen to it. I should probably add it to my Spotify because I added my like SoundCloud. That's what I listen to it or used to. But it's a good song, you know, honestly. And I mean, yeah, it is, you know, Confederate, I guess, but you know, who cares, you know? You know, it's a bygone era, and I think people just need to, like, move forward, you know, from things like that, from the old times, you know, this is a new era, you know, we're better, you know, I mean, but, you know, we like to think, we know, you know, we know those mistakes, we know the mistakes that we did, you know, and now we can learn from them, and, you know, honestly, we're gonna make more mistakes, because, you know, a lot of people, because, you know, that's just called, because, you know, that's just human society. But, you know, it's okay, you know what, human society is pretty cool, you know? And I think, as long as, and I think, honestly, yeah. Also, I don't know why, but lately I'm just kind of getting really into, I don't know why, but I've been kind of, like, I don't know why, but I'm kind of worried, because I'm kind of starting to, like, agree with some points on fascism. I don't know, it's kind of scary. You know, because me, I probably suffer from some kind of fucking disorder or something. I can't imagine me being, like, completely normal, honestly. Because from what everybody else I see, and from fucking everything I've ever seen, everybody's either really fucking stupid, or they literally are NPCs. Because Seth, no offense, like, in a lot of, in, like, Faith, and, like, a lot of people just have no fucking imagination. It's like, dude, I'm asking you, what the fuck? Hey, man, you got any good ideas for my character that I'm making for my hypothetical script or a student film I'll make maybe in high school if I make like a movie club? And they're like, I don't know, I don't want to ruin your imagination with my lowest thoughts. Like, dude, again, that. For some reason, you're still suffering from the thing, yet that's not, yet you're not, because you're already fine, and from what I've seen, people only suffer from it when they're, like, still doing the whole thing, or whatever it's called, I don't know, but my point is, like, dude, and especially with Faith, fucking imaginations, and I hate it when people can't give me a goddamn straight answer, just say, hey, just give me an idea, and they won't give me shit, they'll just say, I don't know. Say, dude, oh my god, what are you, a fucking robot? Come up with something, it's not that hard. I just, honestly, and I think that's just me, and I think it's probably just because I think that's just me, but it's like, god, I just hate people who have no fucking, like, who just have no fucking imagination, because they're so boring. Like, dude, I know, like, dude, Jesus Christ, like, dude, honestly, I legitimately prefer hanging out with my friend Mitchell, who's literally had a seizure in his brain because he smoked so much weed, yet he's 13 years old. Like, he literally can't smoke any weed anymore because he smoked weed, like, every single day in his life. Practically. And it's like, dude, I'd rather hang, because at least he got, like, dude, that guy, like, man, his brain is big brain. Like, you know, honestly, you know, I said he seems crude and, like, kind of, like, grotesque, like, crude and all that, but, man, like, you know, especially when we're around, like, out on the hill, like, dude, we can, you know, shit, like, it's fucking deep, man, you know, you can get real, like, you know, honestly, I think people like him are just, like, you know, people like us are just, I don't know, you know, you can get really open-minded, you can just be really, you know, his thoughts really just become great, you know, I think he's a good kind of mind, you know, he's a good mind, I guess, like, mine, if from what everybody else fucking tell me, because I'm, like, 1,080%, because, like, so many, so many people think I'm, like, autistic or ADHD, and honestly, I probably believe them, yeah, you know, especially nowadays, I don't know why, but I'm, like, super fucking jittery lately, like, I just fucking jitter, like, shit, bro, I need to stop, like, I just can't stop shaking and jittering, like, it's actually a fucking problem, like, sometimes, because I don't even be thinking, I'm just fucking hammering the ground with my foot, like, goddamn, bro, that's serious as well. I don't know, because, you know, on that topic of, my movie script, let me tell you all the story about this. Now, Disconnected, that's the code name, I guess, I came up for it, but it's basically the story of a lesbian couple living in a world without the internet, which, you know, at first sounds kind of, like, boring, but, I mean, honestly, but it's like, when you really think about it, that's basic. I know that's, like, weird, because it's like, why the hell are you writing, you're a dude, why the hell are you writing about that? And it's like, well, I don't know. I'm a big fan fiction guy for some reason. I don't know, I have nothing else to do, you know, in my fucking spare time, don't blame me. But, I guess it was probably because I guess it was probably just basing it off of my friends. Or kind of friends. Like, a person I know. But anyways, the story is basically that these two, like, so basically the world, the internet, it never, well, it doesn't, well, it does exist, because in it, there's like a scene, for like the scene ideas, there's this scene where the antagonist, what's his name, the antagonist, David Romero, or not, well, not Romero, Romero's just like a placeholder name. I'm thinking like Rojero or something like that. I don't know, I'm thinking of a name for him, for like a last name, but you know, his name David, I guess. And so he was, and so his like story is actually that he was a part, because like he's kind of based off of what I probably think I would have probably ended up without the internet, which is exactly like my brother, except that I actually have a brain, except that my imagination is way too vivid, is way too powerful and vivid than any normal human being, you know, imagination should be. But but they basically did, so they were probably like a group of like, you know, thug wannabes, you know, basically like cholas and all that, you know, like thug wannabes like Sal, Mitchell, Gabriel, so like those kind of like those annoying ass kids that I think they're so fucking cool. I probably would have hanged out with them, I'd assume. Or I guess I would have just, I don't know, died. I don't know, though, you're asking me. I probably would have ended up with like my brother, honestly. The only reason I didn't even hang out with people like Noah L or Jude or any like that was because I had the internet to, like, you know, basically like to raise me. Yeah. Hi. Hello there, gentlemen. It is I, again. Justin. And, yeah. I don't know. My ears are actually going to explode. I have so... My tinnitus is, like, actually fucking real low. My tinnitus is, like, legitimately, like, actually, like, debilitating, honestly, sometimes. But, yeah, because I'm about to write a book. So they were basically just being antagonist. And so he used his experience, you know, hanging out with all these kids and, you know, getting tough or whatever, and, like, using, you know, the art of intimidation to one day just basically taking over, like, the entire, using that intimidation to basically take over the entirety of, like, the nerdy, you know, like, button-pushing, you know, like, you know, the square-framed glasses kids. Basically uses intimidation and their fear of, like, the whole, you know, stereotype that, oh, you know, smart, you know, nerds get bullied and all that. Basically, you know, convince them to, you know, basically work for him and his goals / you know, his and him's friends. And so, which actually, and they help, and so that helps him out to be able to make a group in high school that is basically a collection of all the big leaders of all the big groups at the school. And, you know, because he started it, he has a lot of control over it, and he can tell who to come and who to go, you know, who is and isn't. He was basically like Stalin back when Lenin was around, you know. Which, by the way, you know, communism. You know, only a good commie is a the only good commie is a dead commie. But, you know, I still think Jeff Bezos should probably have his head cut off, and Wall Street should probably be nuked. But, you know, I don't like communism, and I don't like when capitalism goes too far. Honestly, I just hate corporations, I guess, like international corporations. Like, I hate these big like conglomerates, these guys that, like, you know, governments and all that. And I hate politicians, but I also hate communism. It's detestable. You know, if only there was an ideology that completely suits my hatred of anybody except myself. Oh yeah, there's. I'm gonna say it because I want to get this podcast removed. Oh yeah, my book. So the book, the story basically be. So yeah, David T. like me, and it takes over again. It's the Golden Circle, which is actually the name of like a prequel story. I'm actually making my Wattpad thing because I'm bored. You know what the hell not. And that basically leads to this. And you know he, and so you know he's like the main antagonist. But also, and you know, all that. And there's actually a scene where he's actually helping out these like bunch of these kids making up these machines and accidentally connect to the government owned controlled internet. And they're like, Yeah man. So the day we found out this it's like, yeah man, we figured out that using chemical packet switching, we can send data from one computer to the other, you know, that's lower pace, but still at its fitness of the other ones. This man that the other day we're catching some signals, you know, file stuff, you know, Romeo, Julia, stuff like that, you know, government level stuff. What my friend here is trying to say is that the other day, we're messing around with some of these computers, trying to make our own little server, separate from the school, when we accidentally stumbled upon some kind of government server. Obviously, we shut the machine down, and we don't plan on doing anything about it, but, it's still a cool thing. And you know, right there, that was like a kind of a preview to like the dialogue idea for it. Of course, if I had my friends, who I always can seem to just bounce ideas off, because I hate talking to just myself. Instead of talking, like, my brain, I'm like, dude, I'm running. Dude, I have like, I have like 13 different TV shows that people would have become, like, one of the, definitely going, like, the top 100 best TV shows of all time, running, like, right now. Like, right now, my latest imagination show is, the story about, it's basically Wolfenstein, kind of. It's complicated, and I don't want to talk about it that much, because I'll probably mess it up, and it'll probably sound really stupid. So I'll probably just, discuss it when I have my friends or, like, somebody to talk to, and that way I can, you know, express it, you know, more correctly. But yeah, and so, the story would be, between the main protagonist's names would be, I'm just my Samsung notes. He always thinks, not a visit to the guy, let's just wait. Back and forward in the satellite, Rose. Everything's very, very, so like, you know, they say, you guys remember that, it's like, hey, what does it feel like to take a human life? What do you know? Only killed commies. It's like, you know, that's a real soul, honestly. The only good commie is a dead commie. And a new version of Samsung Notes is available. Yeah. Paid to try the latest features. Whatever. The other things. Back and forth. So, okay, let me just update the Samsung apps thing. Pokemon Go, Lords Mobile, Adobe Acrobat Reader, Candy Crush, Friends Saga, Top Grossing, Star. Why the hell are you installing it? I already have this app. It's stupid. Because I was doing, okay, it's installing. I have one. Let me just accidentally went to kick. Yes, I have kick. I don't know why, I just do have it, so oh, no question. Yeah. Someone you knew disconnected a concept. What the hell is happening? Yeah. I also dabbled in the 12 fanfiction. Which is kinda weird, but whatever. Disconnected is a concept for a movie / show where the internet was never created. The story follows Rose and May. Now Rose, let me check my extras. First community is for Circle of Maze. Remember, couple of years ago, was some of the music on some of these. So May. Okay, yeah. So Rose was. So yeah, Rose is a She goes, Rose. So okay, let me check. Yeah. May. So May is a member of the party girl, you know. She kind of hangs out with those kind of groups. She always goes to a party, you know, drinking, having fun, whatever. Like 89. Yeah, she's black. I think she. I remember. I remember that she was not. I don't know what I'm thinking. But May, she's an African American girl. And she's like a party group. And, you know, she the party group was always, like, you know, super peaceful and, you know, inclusive. It's like a bunch of hippies, basically. And so that's where she kind of learns to not be ashamed of herself, and that's where she discovers soul sexuality or whatever. Which is just, like, an extra thing. It's like a bit of backstory, I guess. But, and then Rose is sort of, like, a kind of slightly lonely, you know, kind of, you know, little, kind of slowly white girl. I think her hair was red last time, I imagined what she would look like. I don't remember. But you know, she's like a part of this group. You know, she has plenty of like friends and acquaintances, but you know, she's like super outgoing, whatever. You know, she's kind of like a Cohen character, I suppose. And, but her parents, especially her home life, basically filled a lot with, as her parents, because of the no internet, you know, which, means that like basically, it's either gay or trans, and that's like literally it. Just those two. That's literally, because from what I've seen, literally, it's just gay or trans. And that's literally, and even then, it was just guys with guys, girls with girls, and guy to girl. That's literally what the extent of, you know, LGBT stuff was back in the day. Which, you know, honestly, I detest that name, honestly, for some couple of reasons. But, let's not focus on that. So yeah. And Rose, you know, her parents and her, especially her mom, they're, like, extremely, you know, they kind of like a little racist attitude, but they're, and very homophobic, though. I mean, most people were, you know, before the internet, you know, and, like, and I'd say, mostly because, actually, just, and also, like, a lot of people just were, honestly, because you just gravitate to this kind of ideology when you have no real, like, knowledge of things, you know. And you can't really blame people for, you know, being homophobic. Like, dude, honestly, like, dude, you just, if you're racist, think something, you're gonna, like, stick to that, you know. You know, it's called dogma, it's just tribalism. You know, things that you've been taught as a child are challenged, it kind of creates some problems. You know, some people accept it, but most people, you can't really blame them for, you know, not exactly accepting them, because it's such a new thing, and it's only been around for, it's only really been prominent for the last, like, 5 years, so you can't really blame people. And I think, everybody just cancels, dude, that's too much of bullshit, man. Like, you guys have only been really, you guys basically just exist. You know, LGBT basically just existed for, like, 5 years, basically. You know, and they've been there, kind of. I mean, some of them and my sisters actually measured the point of that. So I can't put this damn thing and we're good. hearing is actually dying. But, basically. So, yeah. Yeah, push beliefs and so like they, and her parents are trying to like push their beliefs onto like Rose and all that. And you know, Rose, she's still kinda like shut in. She just like, you know, kinda doesn't really understand who she is and all that. And they're not, and the thing is now because I actually, and you know, because I actually have a, and, you know, because I'm like, I'm not like a part of this, you know, I'm a, basically a bystander because for some weird reason, liberals and like Democrats and BLM seem to just only acknowledge black people, and white people just seem to, and it's like, I don't know, man, it's like, man, I kind of, man, I feel more like an alien than I ever did before. Little funny joke. But yeah, because of that, the parents are actually not religious really at all, and they actually kind of have a very like kind of a slightly negative opinion on it. What the world would think of Islam if, you know, the fourth target of 9/11 was actually hit, and you know, and the plane wasn't, you know, destroyed. And you know, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Rose, she has like a brother, and he's like super chill, and he believes in his sister, though he doesn't. He believes in his sister, but he doesn't understand really. But he doesn't really know about, you know, what he believes in. He believes in her, but he doesn't really understand what it is. You know, he's believing in. Like he just knows that, you know, she needs somebody to be alongside her, but he doesn't really get it. But he doesn't really know. But he doesn't really know what it is. And you know, obviously, he like learns about it like later. On, but yeah, that's what I know because it was just making things work. Goes to the races, oh, wait, no, May's mom was white. May's mom is actually white, but her dad was a black guy who was because I don't know why, but people like I asked my friend's faith and she said, hey, why would BLM still exist? Like, BLM's just like this year's version of the civil rights protest or whatever, which I thought, and she was like, oh, okay. I was like, really? Are you stupid? Just because, like, really? Like, you know, just because the internet, like, you know, honestly, the internet, like, without the internet, it probably would still exist. It probably would just be a lot less, you know, polarized and a lot more, like, actually, like, kind of justified, sort of. Not really, because, you know, we kind of already reached the point where, honestly, it's really just waiting. You just wait, like, 60 or 80 years, and like all of and like racism will basically not exist in the US because you know, but yeah, and because you know, because you know, most people, most because really a lot of people seem to think that because old people are kind of like racist, that everybody's racist. It's like, no, stop. But yeah, is her mom was like a black guy and he was a protester or whatever. And then he got killed by neo-Nazis, which actually still exists and aren't a bunch of complete and total degenerates. And aren't a part of the LGBT community that probably just hasn't figured some stuff out with themselves. Because, you know, not to diss neo-Nazis. But, you know, let's be honest here. They're a bunch of fucking degenerates. And, you know, they probably are just a part of the LGBT community that just haven't figured things out with themselves yet. Yeah, let me describe David, the antagonist. Actually, no, first let me describe the next one character I made. One of her friends, one of Rose's friend, or I think maybe one of their friends, and, like, the comic relief of the movie, sort of. I don't know, I mean, this movie can kind of, you know, the concept can get a little bit oof. Ooh, you know, ooh. It's like, hey, is that, can we show that before? You know? It gets a little bit, you know, a little bit rough in some parts. But, but yeah, James, he's like a part, so he's actually like a part of the circle. He's actually a part of, like, the circle because he's, like, the boss kid of, like, the, of, like, the writing club. Not writing club, the theater club. Sorry. I mixed that up with Jackson. He's this other character. He's a sort of, he's another separate, like, comic relief, but he's more of, like, the bad guy's comic relief. You know, which means that, you know, But yeah, I probably would have a hard time finding an actor for Jackson, because, you know, let's just say, you know, some of his jokes aren't exactly very PC, if you would like to call it. I mean, then again, this is the world of the internet. What the hell? The PC doesn't really exist. I mean, James is the part of the circle. He's like the boss of like the theater club. Like the theater club, like the theater, because whatever. But he's thinking of leaving it because lately, because after an incident with Leanne, who was like the girlfriend, and like, it was basically the girlfriend, you know, like Candy, like, you know, eye candy, whatever. Like the super, like one of the bigger members, one of the biggest members of the circle. And you know, she was kind of like the, you know, visco. Oh my god, I was like there like yesterday, like totally kind of girl, like you know, that kind of person, like that. But first, let me take a selfie. That kind of girl. And so, and he kind of thought of it, and he kind of doubting it because, you know, after she found out about these other two kids, who also turned out to be gay, and she found out that they were in a relationship. She came out and you know, like denied them for a little for money and all that. But then she still told everybody, and at first it wasn't like a big thing. But then, when but when and but when the creator of it, David, heard about it, and you know, David's very much a very dramatic, very tribalistic person, and he's extremely fanatic in his beliefs, like a little bit too much. You know, and he then immediately tells everybody, and he immediately tells everybody to spread the word, spread the word. You know, which leads to the two of them being attacked outside of school, and one of them actually literally being sent to the hospital and dying due to internal blood loss, which, you know, is a huge, just a huge, like, mark on just the group, because people think of it as more of a. It's just the machine, real could just be killed. You know, a lot of people actually really doubt what Leanne said, and you know, I mean, it is true, but you know, most people doubt it because only it was only her, and then David just spread it to everybody, and then just an innocent guy was killed, and the other one's badly harmed, well, his left leg broken, and most likely will never be able to walk again. And yeah, that's kind of like the dark part, right? You know, David, I think. I kind of make them, because for me, I think I like to make my characters a little bit more real. Not like these, like, representations, but more just, like, kind of like evil, but in a way where it's a little bit real, you know? And I think the evil, I think that this, that the, that my little concept I have, you know, involves and talks about, I think it's a very real thing. I think it's an issue that I don't personally care about, because again, I don't care, okay? Because you know, honestly, I'm just waiting for when Joe Biden gets, you know, put as president, the Gestapo, whatever, the Gestapo just come in and the Apple owned the Apple's the Amazon sponsored Gestapo come in and, you know, take me to Alaska where I'm gonna die in some gulag or whatever for having different beliefs, but. You know, whatever. I don't really care, honestly. No, I guess I just have a bad taste in my mouth lately. Yeah, so the girl circle is again a collection of the more popular kids who agree to work together to basically maintain their status quo, and you know, their hierarchy to maintain their popularity, their status in the place. And so, because of that. They are an extremely influential group of friends. What they say is basically law to all the under to their base to the peasants and all the underlings of their of them and everybody else in school. And so, good portion of the school is just wrapped around their fingers. You know? And so, yeah. And which, of course, is kind of, you know, most of the kids. They basically just follow them without, you know, cause or anything. Because, you know, they're kind of like, where they go, everybody else will go. You know, because what they say is law, because they're the most popular kids. So everybody else follows them. And that's what kind of makes them, and that's what makes a lot of people, that's what makes a lot of people kind of, suspicious of the group because, honestly, because it's so influential. If honestly, the members could just shape the entire school into whatever they want it to be, to their image. And a lot of people don't really like that because they feel as if the entire school is just controlled by these, you know, by a bunch of like basically jerks, and you know, just like literal bullies, you know, and these actual jackasses. And so let's talk about David the antagonist. And honestly, probably one of my favorite characters I've ever written, mostly just because of the fact that I had to like come up with a Jesse, like a Jesse from Breaking Bad, but with like the intelligence of like, though like the intelligence / imagination of like, I don't know, what's his name? But with like the vivid imagination that would make LSD look like a joke, you know, and the intelligence to really, you know, work and plan out that idea. But basically just what I kind of like to think of myself as. I don't really think I'm so smart, but I just think I'm smart enough where it balances out, where it kind of balances out against my weird, my strangely weird imagination / brain. But yeah, so David is one of like the, he basically just created the entire group using the actual think tank that he owns from the... Hey guys, this is next day. So that's cool. I'm going to end this episode here because I'm too lazy. So see you guys.